I get it. I don't know what season of life that you're in, but I can guarantee you that you are not hanging out on the couch with zero responsibilities. As women, we are so many things to so many people. I see you. I see you doing the dishes, changing that diaper, trying to pay for your child's college. I see the exhausted grandma and the overwhelmed student. This podcast is for you. So whether you're driving in the car, getting ready for the day, or about to snuggle in the sheets, I pray that this podcast reminds you that you are so loved by the one who beautifully designed you. I am Ashley Shepherd, and this is the Beautifully Designed Podcast. Hey, ladies. I am really excited about today's episode, and it's kind of a continuation of really what we've talked about since the beginning of this year, 2019. I can't believe the first month is almost over, and you know, this year so far, I have had many episodes on, you know, lessons I learned of 2018, you know, what are some things that we don't want to bring into the new year, but what are some things we do want to bring in? I've talked about a little bit of mindset, setting goals, praying through your goals, setting boundaries in your life. I really honestly have such a heart to help every single woman go into 2019 and claim everything that God has for their life. And, you know, my word I've said here many times is freedom. And it's not, that word is not just for me. I believe that word is something that it means a lot to me because I think if we truly understood the full sacrifice that Jesus Christ made for us, dying on the cross and being raised again in 3 days, if we truly understood the pain that he went through, not just physical pain, but the pain of taking every single sin on in the world, not just the sin that had occurred and was occurring, but the sin that was going to occur by all of us. And, you know, to think about that, to think about that we truly, as a believer, as a daughter of the King, we truly have an opportunity to walk in God's freedom in our lives. And I think sometimes we can get a little bit mixed up. And here's what I mean by that. So I want to talk to you about something tonight that actually, I have to talk about the football game tonight. So it's Sunday night. I watched the Saints lose and I just watched the Chiefs lose. And honestly, both of their losses happened out of their control. And that's what I want to talk to you about. I want to talk to you about when you wake up and you look at your life and you're starting a new year and you're just like, this doesn't look like it should. I'm not sure what to do with it. And if you are kind of a control freak like me, I'm not really a control freak necessarily. I mean, I am in a sense of I like to know what's going to happen next. I think like we all do. I think that's natural. I don't think that's freakish by any means. I think that's normal and we all deal with that. But I think that we like to have control of what we think is going to be best for us. And just like watching these football games tonight, I mean, the Saints, they wanted to win, right? The Chiefs, they wanted to win. The Saints lost on a horrible call by the ref. Actually, it was no call. It should have been a call. But the ref didn't call what he should have, and so the Saints lost. And, you know, the stinky part of the Chiefs game tonight is that the Patriots, it actually went into overtime and the Patriots got the ball first and it's whoever scores first, which totally is not fair. Like, I don't know. NFL, why do you do that? But so, of course, the Patriots scored on their first, you know, their first try. And so the Chiefs lost. It was literally out of their control as far as, you know, they couldn't control that they didn't get the ball first. The Patriots got the ball first. Well, of course, they're going to score. It's Tom Brady. Hello. Everybody has seen the past Super Bowls. But, you know, this was obviously the game to go into the Super Bowl. But a lot of things were out of their control, and they ended up losing the game. And there's so much disappointment when it comes to losing the game. And think about your life for a second. So for me, in our lives right now, something, a relevant story where I feel like I have felt like a loser and my husband has felt like a loser. I'll start with my husband because he can't, you know, he's not on here. So I don't even know if he listens to these podcasts, but he probably does. So my husband is a corporate pilot and he actually went in for a job interview to fly for a company, a local company here in East Tennessee, and it was a great job. It's a company he had been flying contract for, and honestly, it would be his first job in to work for like an actual company, like a flight department. And so everything about it was great. And he got really great feedback from all the other pilots that he, you know, was the first on the list. He's going to get the job. And he just had expectations that he was going to get the job. Well, he didn't get the job. Somebody else got the job. And honestly, it really, he was discouraged. He thought that as far as, you know, the pay was great, it was still flexibility. It was, you know, basically the same amount of flying he was flying now, which is about, you know, 12 to 15 days a month. So he was home most of the months. He would be home most of the month. So he was just disappointed. And you know, but it was out of his control. Like, there was nothing that he could do for him to get this job. And it was hard. I mean, honestly, he went through all this emotions like, what did I do wrong? What do they not like about me? Everything he heard was positive. And then all of a sudden, he's just not good enough or someone else is better, which can happen, right? And so he felt like a loser, you know, like, come on, you know, but he, of course, overcame it. And he is a man of God. And he just, you know, surrendered the situation and just said, if this was not, you know, your will, Lord, like, okay, you shut the door, it's time to move on. And so, of course, he did. And, you know, 3 or 4 months, 5 months have gone by. And he's had a couple of other opportunities kind of come up out of nowhere. Some of those doors shut even before an interview process. But recently, a job out of nowhere has come up, and he has passed, you know, one of the stages for the interview, and he's flying out to Arizona for the next stage, and he'll go through this process. But it's looking really good, right? I mean, they love him. They think this is a good fit. He just has to go through a couple more things before it's a definite yes. And, you know, we both feel really good about it, but we both have agreed, like, at the end of the day, we know that he's going to do his best in the airplane. He's going to do his best in these last few interviews. And if it's God's will, like, it'll happen. It's out of our control. And in my situation, I had a particular job situation where I just was really discouraged. And I had some negativity, some voices that, you know, let me know their opinion on me being a bad leader. And it was really hard. I felt like a loser. I couldn't control what people thought of me or felt of me. And it made me question, like, okay, am I a bad leader? Who am I? What did I do? And I prayed about it. I really couldn't figure out, you know, anything I've done or didn't do for me to justify that I was a bad leader, quote unquote, a bad leader. But it was out of my control what these people thought of me. And part of me was like, you know, obviously I'm not a quitter. I'm not going to quit my job. I'm not going to quit leading people. I think I'm called to lead people, but I'm not called to lead every person because not everybody wants to be led by me. But at the time, it made me feel like a loser. I was out of control. I had no control what they thought of me. I had no control what they were saying about me. I had no control of the negativity coming back to me. And so we were going through this around the same time, and we were looking at each other, and we just felt beaten down, you know? And that these are just job situations. And of course, we're dealing with parenting and some things going on with our boys, trying to raise them up. And, you know, just a couple of other things were popping up, some health issues. And so, you know, at the end of the day, you know, as 2018 ended, and at the end of the days, as, you know, in December of 2018, we were just feeling so defeated. Like, we felt like the saints, like a total loss. And we felt like we were working really hard. We were doing what we should be doing, but it was out of our control and nothing was turning out like we thought it should. And here we are in 2019. And I can honestly say that both of us prayed our way back to the place where we have put complete trust in Jesus Christ. And sometimes we can look at our lives and just have these expectations that it should look a certain way, that we should have certain people in our life, that, you know, this is, the, you know, if, and if it doesn't happen that way, it's just, you know, we're just distraught, or things happen that's out of our control. And we go crazy. Like, we can't fathom that we are a loser. We can't fathom that we are defeated. We can't fathom that people are speaking negative about us. And it was in these moments that we truly had to take a look at ourselves. And honestly, it comes back to identity. Who are we? And I looked at Ryan, my husband, and I said, Ryan Shepherd, like, you're so much more than a pilot. You're so much more than a pilot. And he looked at me, he's like, Ashley, you're so much more than just a leader in your business. Because in all honesty, I'm not a business. I'm not a ministry. I'm not even just a wife and a mom. Like, I am a daughter of the King. Like, I'm so much more than the labels and the words that people were putting on me. And Ryan was so much more than this job. And so we had to look at each other and say, well, who are we? And it was in that moment, honestly, that the word freedom just kept coming into my mind and my heart. I kept seeing it everywhere. And it was that realization that it's true freedom when you can have complete surrender of the outcome. And I'm a fixer. I think that's a better word than a control freak. I'm a fixer, right? If things didn't look like we think it should, or it didn't reach our expectations, we fix it. And I think that as women, we're good at it. And I wanted to resolve situations. I wanted to fix it. Ryan wanted to call up the company and say, what is it about me? Like, can I fix something? Was it my personality? Did I do something in training or on one of the flights? And at the end of the day, he chose not to. He was like, I can't fix this. They made their choice. And when it came to some negativity around me, I can't fix it. I can't make people like me. I can't make people want to be led by me. I mean, at the end of the day, they have opinions about me. I can't fix it. And so I think we can take a deep breath, and you probably can think of a situation in your life right now that you can't fix, that you can't resolve. You can't chalk it up and put it in a pretty bow and say, well, we're going to say a magic word or a magic prayer and it's going to reach my expectations and we're just going to fix this thing. Like, we can't do that. It's we have to surrender. We have to surrender. And I want you to truly walk into God's freedom for your life. And freedom may look different. Freedom in your life doesn't mean that everything is happening the way that you exactly want it, because, it's wrapped up in a pretty bow. You've got the perfect job, the perfect kids. You're walking in your freedom. No. Freedom means getting on your knees and surrendering the outcome to your Savior, to the one who's already gone before you, who created you, knows the number of hairs on your head and the tears that you've cried. He knows exactly what you're going through. He actually experienced the same emotions, the same rejection, the same, can you imagine feeling like a loser on the cross? Everybody mocking you? Yeah, you say you're a king. Look at you now. Can you imagine how Jesus felt? You think he felt like a little bit of a loser? Well, this is not what I kind of expected. But in a way, he kind of did. He kind of went in knowing that, yes, he was going to die. He was going to experience defeat, but God was going to raise him from the dead. And so I want to encourage you and to remind you that just because you're going through an experience or a confrontation or something that's out of your control, and you may feel defeated, you may look like the loser, I want you to look in the mirror and remind you whose you are. You are a daughter of the King, the ultimate victor, the one that says that you are fearfully and wonderfully made. I mean, there's scripture after scripture of how much he loves you. And I know that you probably see Proverbs 3:5 stitched on pillows and on signs at Hobby Lobby, and it gets watered down a lot. But that scripture, trust in the Lord with all your heart and do not lean on your own understanding. Don't lean on your own understanding. You know what? You know why Ryan didn't get that job 4 or 5 months ago? It's because this job that he's going through the interview right now is a million times better for him. Financially, flexibility, our family, everything. But guess what? If he doesn't get it, we're going to say, that's okay. You're not a loser for not getting it. That is a door shut. And we're going to move on to see what else God has for us. Because ultimately, God's provision is so much better for all of us than we can imagine. And remember, you have to trace God's faithfulness in your life. It's easy when you're defeated and you're at the end of a fourth quarter and you're declared the loser and all the fans are crying. Everybody's putting that you lost on social media. You know, you were, and you know, you can have these feelings of defeat, but think about the faithfulness. Trace God's faithfulness in your life. What's something that He's done in your past that you can say, you know what? I remember feeling this same way in this situation in the past, but look how God worked it out. It doesn't look anything like I expected or I wanted, but it's way better because it is designed by the Lord. And we can get wrapped up in our feelings, and we can get wrapped up in negativity and wrapped up in not meeting our expectations, or we can get on our knees, we can put our hands up, and we can surrender to the one who owns it all anyway. I have such a freedom in 2019, knowing that it doesn't matter what other people think of me. It doesn't matter if, you know, we end up not getting a job, or I don't hit a promotion at my work, or my ministry doesn't grow like I truly desire it to grow in 2019. Because my job is to just grow my relationship with Christ. My job is to read the Bible and to pray and to, you know, and to make sure that I am focused on my relationship with Christ so God's voice is louder. Because at the end of the day, there's so many voices of defeat and negativity, and everybody on social media has an opinion about me, right? That I know everybody has an opinion about us, right? And so all I want you to do is focus on your relationship with Christ so His voice is louder. So when you feel like that loser, you have Jesus in the other ear saying, you are not a loser. You are going to gain perseverance. You're going to gain character. You're going to gain integrity. God is the God of restoration. He's the Redeemer. He's going to restore back what you've lost. He's going to redeem you back to Him. My word in 2018 I'm redeemed. That was my word, redeemed. I'm redeemed. And I just kept going back to that word, but through everything I went through in 2018, He redeemed me back to Him. Because when I was in the valley feeling like I was defeated and I lost what I thought was going to happen in my life, and I, you know, woke up and just nothing looked familiar. Every single thing I went through, He was redeeming me back to Him and reminding me what was most important. And so it really didn't matter at that point. When I finally got to the point in that scripture, Psalm 37:23, it says, the Lord directs the steps of the godly. He delights in every detail of our lives. He is in every single detail, the wins and the losses. Without the losses, we wouldn't have the character. We wouldn't have the lessons. We wouldn't have, you know, we couldn't go back and be an encouragement to somebody else. You know, like, I'm able to help other women who has gone through a similar experience with me, with a certain group of people. I can encourage people who feel like they've lost something. My husband can encourage a man that didn't get a job that he wanted to get. We are able to have this as a testimony, as part of our story, so we can share Christ with people of how we clung to His word. And so that's my heart for you. We can't control the outcome, so stop trying. And I want you to enjoy the process. Enjoy it and know that Jesus Christ holds it all together anyway. And that we can stop seeking resolution and stop seeking the outcome and start seeking the Creator and the beginning and the finisher of it all. And you have an opportunity to continue to walk into 2019, regardless of what looks like on the outside, right? A lot of people can look like different areas in our life on the outside and think, wow, they don't really have it together. But guess what? Inside, I have so much peace. I feel so loved. And I'm excited about what God has for me. I'm excited about what God has for you, because that's what matters most. And you can realize that you have this peace that surpasses all understanding. So, last scripture in Isaiah 45:2, it says, I will go before you and make the crooked places straight. That is a promise from the Lord. I will go before you and make the crooked places straight. Trust in the Lord with all your heart and stop leaning on your own understanding. Don't go by your feelings because they will deceive you. Listen to the voice. Read God's word. Be on your knees. Cry out to Him. Write in your journal. And know that God has already gone before you and He has the perfect path for you and He will make it straight. You got to give Him time to work. He's always fighting for you. So I love you, ladies. If you are not connected on our Bible studies, please go to beautifullydesigned.com. Just click join and you can click on the link and be added to our awesome group. We are in week 3 of prayer-filled goals and we are diving into our calendar and figuring out a little bit of calendar training. You know, how do you prioritize your life and what God wants you to do in 2019 and putting it on paper. You can print off an awesome weekly calendar thing and you can fill that out and actually print it off for the rest of the year if you want, or you can laminate it and then, you know, put a marker to it and erase it each week, however you want to do it. And then we're so excited about just so many things coming. We have our 4th annual Beautifully Designed Conference coming up in April, and all of that will be launching this week. So we'll give you details as that comes. But until then, I want you to be in God's Word. I just want you to focus on Him and know that whether you win or lose in a job, whether you win or lose in parenting, whether you win or lose in your marriage, whether you win or lose in a friendship, whether you win or lose in any circumstance in your life does not define who you are. Jesus Christ does. And you are loved and you are valued because you were created by Him. Y'all have a great day and y'all be blessed.
Thank you for tuning in with me today. I hope the space brings grace, rest, and truth to you every time we meet here. To learn more about the Beautifully Designed community, our online Bible studies, and the Beautifully Designed book, you can go to beautifullydesigned.com. Y'all be blessed.